Okay. Next question.
All right. Little Mako has several. So starting with
Little Mako. Mako is so cute. Sorry. All I know about Mako is that she really likes hugs. So.
No, I mean, who doesn't?
Hugs, Mako.
So Mako asks, what got you into Star Wars?
I grew up on it. Just straight up saw it so much as a kid that couldn't help it. I really like sci-fi fantasy, in general, but it was just something that I saw a lot as a kid. In high school, my parents, because I was the youngest, I'm the youngest kid, so when I was in high school, all my siblings had moved out, and, what am I thinking? Yeah, sorry, all my siblings had moved out, and my parents were like, thank God, we're done with the kids. So they would just leave on the weekends for, like, days at a time. Because they were like, I'm done being a responsible adult, you can deal with yourself. And I used to just, like, sit, I would make a bowl of popcorn. This was, like, every weekend for, like, a year. Maybe not a year, maybe a school year. But it was, like, every weekend they would leave, and I would just watch all six Star Wars movies.
Damn, that's a good life.
And I did them in, like, all the different orders, right? Because there's the order that you can watch them in where you watch episode, like, 1, 2, and then 4, 5, 6, and then 3.
Well, I've never seen that.
I've like, done all the different orders that you can watch them. I've done all that shit.
Well, side note, what's your preferred order?
I actually really like that order. 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 3.
Interesting.
Yeah, because then you have the death and redemption of Darth Vader followed immediately by his fall.
Yeah, because normally what I see is the reverse of that, where you do 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 6.
Yeah. I guess I'm, like, more interested in descent into darkness than I am in redemption.
That's fair.
Part of my kinky side.
Hey.
Bring me lower. Just down into the depths.
So let's
what
see.
Next?
Mako actually asked several Star Wars related questions. Second
let's
of all,
go.
What do you think Rey's origins are? Is she a Skywalker, a Kenobi?
She's none of the above. She's something new.
You think so?
Yeah. Because there's no way she's a Kenobi.
Yeah, I don't get that theory.
Right. There's no way she's a Kenobi, and her accent has to be significant because Finn is British and they wouldn't let him keep his accent, right?
Right.
So if she's a Kenobi, like, the best case scenario is that she's, like, a cousin, right? She's clearly not Obi-Wan's progeny.
Yeah.
She's, like, I think she's just something else. I think it's, like, time to introduce another couple families to the Star Wars universe.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Because...
Next?
I could definitely see why they'd make her a Skywalker, but really?
No, she's not. No way she's a Skywalker. She wouldn't have a British accent if she were a Skywalker.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of theories that... I don't think that she's a Skywalker. That would be so boring. Come on, we can do
they
better.
Would.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, there it goes.
There what goes?
I don't know. I feel like just Curse sometimes has weird issues.
Oh, okay. You disappeared.
Ah. Blah, 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 blah. So, what are your thoughts on the animated series Star Wars Rebels?
Dude, Rebels is so good! I can't cope with how good Rebels is. Ezra is, like, everything I ever dreamed. Right? So, okay, spoiler alert. Do you care if I ruin this for you?
No, I know what's going on in the show, so.
Okay. So, the death of Maul.
Oh,
like, the
God,
second...
That scene. Oh,
dude.
Holy shit.
But also, they had the thing with the Bendu, right? So Bendu was George Lucas's original term for the Jedi.
Right.
Like, way, way back, and then he decided to use Jedi instead. But the Bendu, who are, like, actually balanced, because the Jedi are essentially super bigoted.
Yeah, no right? Kidding.
They're, like, the good guys, but they're so bigoted and, like, idiotic. I was really excited about the Bendu. I was really sad that he died so fast. But in general, I think that Ezra has so much potential. I think whatever the finale is, because I'm fairly sure that Ezra is going to die, right? Like,
yeah.
Most of them are going to die.
They kind of probably
except,
have to.
Yeah, I know that Hera survives. Hera survives, the ship survives, Chopper survives. Because they're in Rogue One.
Yeah.
Or, like, there's a reference to Hera as a general. And they, like, the ghost is in the battle, and you see Chopper at the base.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure that, like, Ezra's gonna die. What's his name? The blind guy?
Kanan.
I can't remember. Yeah, Kanan's gonna die. I think Zed's probably gonna die, which is really sad, because that's super cool. But I think whatever, like, Ezra's journey to the dark side is going to be really fantastic. I think it's gonna be really great to watch.
Yeah.
I'm, like, super enjoying that show.
As an aside note, did you ever watch Star Wars The Clone Wars, that TV show?
Yes, I did.
What were your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that were that it humanized Anakin so much.
Oh my god.
Oh, okay. So here's another thing. How fantastic of a character is Ahsoka Tano?
For real, though.
Right? Like, what an incredibly good character she is. Her arc throughout both of them, right? Her arc throughout the Clone Wars and in Rebels is so good.
It is.
And, like, the moment that she realized that Darth Vader was Anakin was so fucking heartbreaking.
That was...
God. It was so upsetting.
But, yeah, I mean, and her character did a lot to humanize Anakin Skywalker throughout the Clone Wars.
Yeah, that's, like, a huge part of why she was brought in, was to humanize him.
I still think, though, as good as that is, I still think my favorite part of that show is how the clones felt like individuals.
Yeah.
Like, how the clones became such a huge focus of that show, I thought was such a nice touch.
I agree. And that is, like, because that is such a big part of Star Wars, right? Is that it's easier to kill the unseen enemy.
Right.
Right, so you dehumanize people as much as you can, which is why the Stormtroopers look the way that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Even from, like, from episode 7, from Force Awakens, when, like, at the very beginning, right, Finn takes off his helmet and is, like, immediately reprimanded and told to go to conditioning because he took off his helmet.
Right.
Like, yeah. And he's not even a clone. Anyway, I agree. I like seeing Yoda do things, too.
That
like, seeing Yoda
nice.
As an active member of some society that is accomplishing something is really nice. Because, like, in the prequels, he's just a fucking politician. He has one fight with Count Dooku. Oh, I guess he also has the fight with the Emperor, but that's pretty good. But, like, for the most part, he's just a politician, a diplomat. And it's like, come on. It's just him getting baffled the entire trilogy. He doesn't get any time being actually competent, but he gets a lot of that time in Clone Wars, which I really liked.
Yeah. Especially with the Darth Bane arc.
Yeah. Oh, Darth Bane. Bane. Not Bane. Not Darth Bane. Darth Bane. Whew.
There's plenty of people who might call her that, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, but, like, I'm... Ahsoka is such a good... she's so good.
Yeah.
I love her to pieces. Yeah.
Well, Star actually, Wars this discussion may segue well into Mako's next question, which is, who is your favorite fictional character?
My favorite fictional character? In Star Wars, or just any fictional character?
Just in general.
Well, shit. There's a lot. Okay, sure. Hermione Granger.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. She resembles me a lot as a child. I resembled her a lot, a lot. I was very like Hermione Granger. And she's like clearly the most competent of the three of them, right?
By far.
Like, maybe close. She might actually be the most competent character, bar none, in those entire books.
Yeah, probably.
Like, nobody is better at anything than Hermione is. Like, especially Dumbledore, right? Like, Dumbledore's, like, so fucking useless. Anyway. No, I love her to pieces. She's fantastic. If I had to pick, like, a male character, like, my favorite male character, it would be he's called Richard Rawl from Sword of Truth, which was made into a TV show called Legend of the Seeker, which is a fun TV show to watch, but it is not representative of those books. Because those books are dark as shit. But Richard Rawl in the books is an awesome character who embodies a lot of characteristics that I would love to know people who embody. Right? Or like, mm-hmm. I've seriously thought about when I have a kid, naming them Richard after this character.
Oh.
Hello?
Nice.
Curse voice! Curse you, curse voice!
Or Twitch, or whatever the hell it is now. Next question?
Next question.
Alright, what's the origin behind your username? It makes me think of the Name Game song.
That's exactly the origin behind my username. Hannah is a name that means very much to me. Hannah is not my legal name, right? I don't know how many people in here go by their actual legal names, but I certainly don't. Hannah, I chose because, among other reasons, it is my grandmother's name, or it was my grandmother's name. But I've gone in certain circles by the name Hannah for about half my life. So it means a lot to me. And I just thought that Banana Hannah sounded cool, but Banana Hannah was taken. And then inevitably from thinking Banana Hannah, your brain just immediately goes to Banana Hannah, Fofana, Fifi, Fofana, Hannah. And I was like, sure, I'll try that. And it was free. So there it is. yep.
That works. And finally, from Little Mecco, what is your favorite poem, or who is your favorite poet? What is your favorite poem, and read it for us, please.
Okay, so these days, my favorite poet is named Neil Hilburn. He's alive today. He's alive and appreciated today. right? It's amazing. He's a slam poet. His work is fantastic. He was made very famous for one that's called OCD that you can find on YouTube. That's about, he has OCD, and it's about falling in love with that disorder.
Interesting.
It's absolutely incredible. But he has some really, some really poignant, really touching, really sad poems, and he has some that are absolutely hysterical. There's one that's called The Mating Habits of the North American Hipster. just like gut-wrenchingly hysterical. I actually have his book right here. I can read you one. I can read you another funny one. Hang on, let me find it. Future Tense is also very good. Like, they're all very good. He's just a very, very good poet. Would you like to hear OCD, actually? That's his very famous one.
Sure.
The first time I saw her, everything in my head went quiet. All the ticks, all the constantly refreshing images just disappeared. When you have obsessive-compulsive disorder, you don't really get quiet moments. Even in bed, I'm thinking, did I lock the door? Yes. Did I wash my hands? Yes. Did I lock the door? Yes. Did I wash my hands? Yes. But when I saw her, the only thing I could think about was the hairpin curve of her lips, or the eyelash on her cheek, the eyelash on her cheek, the eyelash on her cheek. I knew I had to talk to her. I asked her out 6 times in 30 seconds. She said yes after the 3rd one, but none of them felt right, so I had to keep going. On our first date, I spent more time organizing my meal by color than I did eating or talking to her, but she loved it. She loved that I had to kiss her goodbye 16 times, or 24 times if it was Wednesday. She loved that it took me forever to walk home because there are a lot of cracks in our sidewalk. When we moved in together, she said that she felt safe, like no one would ever rob us because I definitely locked the door 18 times. I'd always watch her mouth when she talked, 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 when when she said she loved me, her mouth would curl up at the edges. At night, she'd lay in bed and watch me turn all the lights off and on and off and on and off and on and off and on and off. She'd close her eyes and imagine that days and nights were passing in front of her. Some mornings, I'd start kissing her goodbye, but she'd just leave because I was making her late for work. When I stopped at a crack in the sidewalk, she just kept walking. When she said she loved me, her mouth was a straight line. She told me I was taking up too much of her time. Last week, she started sleeping at her mother's place. She told me that she shouldn't have let me get so attached, that this whole thing was a mistake, but how can it be a mistake that I don't have to wash my hands after I touch her? Love is not a mistake. It's killing me that she could run away from this, and I just can't. I can't go out and find someone new because I always think of her. Usually, when I obsess over things, I see germs sneaking into my skin. I see myself crushed by an endless succession of cars. She was the first beautiful thing I ever got stuck on. I want to wake up every morning thinking about the way she holds her steering wheel, how she turns her shower knobs like she's opening a safe, how she blows out candles, 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 blows out... Now I just think about who else is kissing her. I can't breathe because he only kisses her once. He doesn't care if it's perfect. I want her back so bad, I leave the door unlocked. I leave the lights on. So that's Neil Hilburn.
Wow.
Hello?
Just, wow.
his stuff is just incredible. There's also a poem in this book that's called, I'm sorry that your kids are such little shits and that we are at the same Zen garden.
That's just a great title.
Yeah, it's a worthwhile poem. Anyway, so there's that. My favorite poem right now, or my favorite poem of all time, I've actually recorded and posted on Poetry Readings. It's called Ella Telefoni. I don't remember who it's by, but it goes like this. Once there was an elephant who tried to... Oh my god. Once there was an elephant who tried to use a telephant. No, no, I mean an elephone who tried to use the telephone. Dear me, I'm not certain quite that even now I have it right. However it was, he got his trunk entangled in the telefunk. The more he tried to get it free, the louder buzzed the telefee. I fear I'd better drop the song of Elephop and Telefong.
Oh man, that's great.
Yeah, I love goofy little like wordplay kinds
Those
of things.
Those are really nice.
Yeah, they're fun. I like challenging my mouth to make weird noises. Interpret that as you would like.
Hey.
What's next?
All right, Pretty Bookworm says, hey, if your life was turned into a movie, which actor would play you?
I don't know. Tina Fey? Can I hope for Tina Fey?
We can all hope for Tina Fey, let's be honest.
I think Tina Fey would do a great Lobo.
Yeah, no, for real though.
Yeah, I think that's actually about as real as my answer is gonna get.
I can see it, kind of.
Yeah. Maybe, we'll see. I don't know if she can cry that much. Like, how well can she cry?
I don't know.
I'm sure given the chance, she'll prove anything
that she's more than capable.
Yeah, she's amazing. Tina Fey is the most incredible person basically ever. Next.
So let's see, going on. Pretty Bookware. Oh, so we sort of talked about this, but do you have a favorite character or scene from Star Wars?
Oh, I did talk about this at great painful length. in really embarrassing fashion. It is that scene from The Empire Strikes Back, that one freaking moment where they say the transports are away, and chills down my spine. Or it's the first transport is away.
Yeah.
Ah.
So does Ahsoka,
I don't know what it is about that moment.
Does Ahsoka rank as your favorite character, or is there someone else from Star Wars that would rank above her?
Is Ahsoka my favorite character from the Star Wars universe?
Yeah.
It's either Ahsoka or it's Han Solo.
Yeah, those are very reasonable
answers. Right. It's one of those two, and I don't honestly know which one. It's probably Han Solo. Probably because I have a slight crush on Han Solo, but...
What reasonable person doesn't?
Right? He's, like, beautiful at any age. And such a loving father.
Mm. Oh, God.
No. Just, like, so fundamentally attractive.
Let's see. Pretty Bookworm finally asks, how did you celebrate Star Wars Day?
It's been so long now. It's May 19th.
It is.
I'm pretty sure I was watching through Rebels at the time. So nice. I think I spent the day watching Rebels. Or at least part of the day. I know that I was watching a lot of stuff the week leading up to it. I have a very good friend from, like, from childhood who is in the 501st Division.
Oh, nice.
So I know that she spent the day, like, her main costume is Mandalorian.
Oh, nice.
So... yeah, she spent the day, like, marching around with people, like, taking cool pictures in the woods places. That'd be fun.
What even was that noise?
That was me shifting in the chair.
Ah.
As I do.
All right. So next up, Zombie Kitty Cat says, oh, and today's May 4th, so may the 4th be with you. Has a Lego Chewie keychain. Not a huge nerd over Star Wars, but I like it a lot. Okay, so do you prefer cats or dogs?
So I am a kitten. However, I also recognize that cats are kind of assholes. And I love dogs. I love, 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 love dogs. I have been putting off getting a dog for as long as I can tolerate not owning a dog, because I know that once I buy one, I will never be able to live without one. Like, once I have my own dog, I will never be able to live without a dog ever again.
Yeah. No. I know that.
You know? Me. Yeah, like, I just will not be able to do it. Completely incapable. They're so wonderful. My mom has a golden retriever puppy right now. He's 6 months old.
Oh.
And he's like, I just want to love him forever. So yeah. So yeah, I'm admitting that I think I'm an asshole. There we go.
Yeah. There are worse things you could admit to.
Are there? I don't know. I think being an asshole is pretty bad.
I mean, you could admit to being a serial murder rapist, like...
That's true. I am not a serial murder rapist.
Yeah, so
I maybe fantasize about being raped and murdered, but I am not a serial murder rapist.
That's good. That's really all I ask of you.
That is a valuable clarification.
Let's see. Moving on. What brought you to Gone Wild Audio?
So I discovered it because a friend of mine who is, he's a bit older than me, and he was, like, very willing to talk to me about perversion. He sent me something that was basically audio porn, right? It was basically the same thing, but it was on YouTube.
Oh.
And I thought... And, like, it was just a black screen YouTube video with his audio running. And I was like, whoa, this is super hot. So then the next time I was looking for porn or I was fantasizing about something, I don't really remember. That's not true. I do remember. It was incest. It was rape incest was what I was looking for. And I was like, if I watch porn, it's going to be really underwhelming because porn of that stuff is so cheesy and bad. Right? So I was like, well, I'll look for audio porn. And like the first link that showed up was GWA. And it was like so good. It was so good. I wish I could remember. I remember what the audio was about. I wish I could remember who did it. Maybe I'll go looking for it because it was so damn good. It was like a home invasion. There was like a guy. It was also age play. Sorry. Well, I'm sorry that you're hearing about the depths of my mind.
Oh, I don't care.
Anyway, this audio was, it was like a home invasion and the father was being held hostage with his like young daughter, like 10-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, as punishment for whatever, like, it was some people who were trying to, like, extort something out of him.
Oh, gotcha.
And they're like, well, we want you to fuck your daughter on camera. So it's just him talking through, like, raping his own 10-year-old daughter against his own will on camera.
Damn.
It was amazing. It was so good.
That's intense.
And I was like, well, this Gone Wild audio thing looks like fun. And I was looking around, I found some of the people who were consistently making things that were really, really good. Some of the darker stuff and some of the really cuddly stuff. I was in a relationship at the time, but it was long distance and it had been long distance for a while, so I was really enjoying the like wake up cuddly ones. And yeah, that's how I found it. And then I had a really, really bad day. It was like a really, really shitty day. And I thought, well, fuck it. And so I recorded my first like ramble fap that night. And the rest is history, I guess. I just decided to post it because I was like, oh, fuck it. And here I am. And here I am. I don't really record very much anymore. I mostly write. Because I feel like I've found a lot of my writing voice here. Anyway, that's how I ended up on GWA.
Very nice, very nice.
Indeed.
If you woke up with $1 million, what would you do?
I would buy a house somewhere. Probably. I don't know. I would do something really intelligent with it. Like, I would probably invest it.
That's probably the smart move, yeah.
Yeah, it would be nice and boring. If I couldn't do something boring with it, if I have to do something exciting, I would travel first class to some interesting places.
Ooh, that does sound fun.
Yeah. Where would I go? I would go to South Africa.
Oh.
I would want to go to Egypt. I don't know if I would go to Egypt. But I would go to Berlin for sure. I would go back to Northern Scotland. I'd go back to Mongolia. I think I would just travel a lot. I would meet all of you people. There are a few people on GWA that I really would like to meet in person. So I would go track them down.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and finally from Zombie Kitty Cat, could you list your top 10 favorite songs?
10 songs? That's so many.
I know.
Oh my god, that's so many songs. I can tell you that my number one favorite song is Don't Stop Me Now. I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball. Don't stop me now if you want to have a good time. Just give me a call. Don't stop me now. I love that song.
That's a good choice.
Every time I hear it, it just makes me a happier person. I really like, gosh, 10 songs is so many. I really like Hmm. lot of songs that aren't in English.
That's fair. I think you're allowed that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of songs that are in English. I really like Turn Down for What? Turn Down for What? Bum ba dum bum ba dum bum ba ba dum bum. Turn Down for What?
Now I gotta go listen again.
Yeah. I like Men in Tights. That's a good song. Oh my goodness. I'm gonna have to think about this and then write you an answer because I did not prepare for this question, so I can't think of any. But I will.
I promise. Right. I guess we'll allow it.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's see. So next up, So Sweet Like Anise?
So Sweet Like Anise!
I'm gonna assume that's how it's pronounced. Hello, Hannah. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you geek out about? Please say D&D.
I geek out a little bit about D&D. I'm actually in a Star Wars D&D right now.
Oh my god, that's beautiful.
Yeah, our last session, I currently have a bear that really likes me. There's a cat that walks around, or that, like... So I'm a Force-sensitive... Why is it all coming back down to Star Wars? I'm a Force-sensitive archaeologist who has a way with animals, apparently. Because we keep... There was, like, this bear that was attacking us. No, we broke onto a spaceship, and whoever was already on the spaceship had this bear with, like, a gunner turret on top.
Oh, God.
And we killed the gunner, and then the bear decided to like me, and then my arm got chopped off.
Ooh.
And then, yeah, this is what happens in D&D, right? But yeah, I nerd out about D&D a little bit. My first campaign ever was a TPK, so that was fun. TPKs are really fun.
You would.
If sad. Well, I wasn't leading it.
Well, no, but still.
I was like a paladin. I was a paladin, and we got absolutely destroyed by some giant bees. Oof. The DM, or the GM, like, way overpowered them. And we just got, like, obliterated. I don't know. What else do I geek out about? I geek out about musicals.
Mm, yeah.
I geek out about Shakespeare. I geek out about sex toys. I geek out about Harry Potter. I don't know. That might cover it pretty well.
That seems pretty reasonable. Well, let's see. So, what is your favorite animal, and why is it pugs?
It's not pugs. Come on. Pugs are so sad. I'm sorry, Anise. Pugs are so sad. They're like, we bred them to be genetically fucked up and in pain until they die. Because we think that their squashed faces and, like, overpressured brains are cute. That's not cute. It's genetic failure. Anyway, it's really upsetting to me. My favorite animal? I really like horses. Mm. Horses and dogs, both. I really, really like.
Classic choices, but good ones.
Yeah, when I'm, like, old and retiring, I want a horse. Or an elephant! Ooh, I like elephants, too. Because elephants are basically just giant dogs. Yeah, those are the three that I really like.
All right, so what is your fondest childhood memory?
I don't know that I have any. That went dark.
Yeah.
I homeschooled. Okay, so I got bullied a lot as a kid, And in fourth grade, it got so bad, and one of the teachers was bullying me as well, that I left school for half the year.
Mm.
And I homeschooled the second half of the school year, which was not a problem because I was generally quite far ahead. Like, I was not behind on anything.
Right.
And I used to go on walks with my dad every day. The way that homeschooling worked is that my mom is like, a little bit old-fashioned in some ways, so I went to, like, knitting and sewing groups. But then I had to do math every day, where, because this was fourth grade, so I was pretty young. Mm-hmm. My dad would write a line of numbers across the top of a piece of graph paper and then put a long division sign in somewhere.
Oh.
And that was my math that I had to do every day. So I'm now very, very good at longhand, long division.
I bet.
So I did that, and then I had to go on walks with my dad every day. My dad, you know, like, always trying to lose weight. So we'd go on an hour-long walk and talk about, like, philosophy and blah, 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 whatever it was that we were talking about. My father is, like, my father is an actual genius. So he's socially awkward, but he's incredible to have conversation with when you can really get into it. And I remember we had the conversation about what would happen if everybody in the world jumped at the same time.
Oh.
Right? So, like, every time that you take a step, so, like, every time that you lift your foot, you're pulling the earth toward you a tiny, tiny bit, and every time that you take a step down, you're pushing the earth away.
Right.
So what would happen if everybody jumped all at once? And then we're like, I just remember walking down the sidewalk with my dad, like, jumping around like idiots, trying to see what we were doing to the world. That's a nice childhood memory.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah. Even my parents can be pretty all right.
Oh, that's great. Oh gosh, this is quite the question. What are all of your hobbies?
All of my hobbies? Well, that's okay. I don't have very many. Masturbating, having phone sex. My hobbies are, I like reading a lot. I like writing a fair bit. I like watching movies and TV shows. I like playing. BDSM playing that I'm finally getting to do as a, like, I get to finally spend some portion of my time doing that, which is really great. I like cooking for other people. I don't really enjoy cooking for myself, but I really like cooking for other people. I play video games.
Hell yeah.
I feel like there's got to be something else. Hang on. I like driving a lot. I think I mentioned that I'm kind of a speed demon. I really enjoy driving, and I end up doing it a lot just because of where I live. I don't know. How are you doing?
I'm trucking along.
Are you? Okay. Are you sure?
I mean, we've got, like, one more question from this person, and then three more people who all have multi-part questions, and then that's it.
So. Okay. But the last one is going to take a while. Okay.
Last one's gonna take a while, yeah. So let's see. Last question from So Sweet Like Anise is, ever been in a car accident? This covers minor stuff, too.
I was in a car once that got minorly rear-ended, and that's it.
That's so
cool. No, that's not true. I did once get hit by a car.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was riding a bike, and the car didn't stop at the fucking stop sign.
Oh, God.
And it hit me, and I crumpled into the front of the car. I wasn't wearing a helmet like an idiot.
Ouch.
Right, so I, like, crumpled into the hood of the car, and then I, like, bounced off, and I crumpled onto the pavement. And I think I hit my head on both of them.
Ouch.
I was fine, I think. At least I didn't have a concussion. However, at one point, I saw everything in shades of lavender purple.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, it was, like, a little bit unfortunate. It was kind of rough. but it only lasted like 30 seconds, and by the time I was like, oh, I should tell someone about this, I kind of like blinked and it went away.
Oh.
But yeah, I got hit by a car once.
Nice.
Forgot about that. Not really.
Yeah, closest one I got, my dad accidentally ran over my foot once.
Ugh, that's rough.
Honestly, it wasn't that bad because I was wearing super heavy boots, and he was just like, it's one of those I was running to get in the car after grabbing something from the house, and so right as I'm about to get in, he just jerks the car forward a couple feet, and it accidentally went over my foot. And I just get in the car laughing, and I'm just like, you just ran over my foot. And he's like, I did? And both of us are just laughing, and my mom's in the car just freaking out, and I'm just like, no, I'm fine. It was funny. good times. All right, moving on. Submissives.
You might be a masochist, my friend.
No, it just didn't hurt.
Ah.
It honestly just felt like a lot of pressure on the top of my foot, but I felt no pain.
Mm.
I was wearing really nice boots, though, so I think that was most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. You do invest lots of money into good boots.
My two current pairs of work boots I use have cost me a combined like $600+, so
yeah. Yep.
But yeah, so let's see. Submissives says, hi Hannah, I want to know all about your favorite things. What's your favorite joke?
Hi Sub, my favorite joke is, did you know that diarrhea is hereditary?
Oh,
it runs in your genes.
I did know that one. Damn it. I knew that one.
Oh. Isn't it awful?
It's so bad. I love it.
But I love it. You know where I got that joke? Of all fucking places? From the... Oh shit, what's it called? The Prairie Home Companion movie.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Holy crap.
It's good. I like it.
I can always tell you my favorite, which my dad loves telling.
Do it!
Oh, so, a young man goes, and he goes out to visit his grandfather. His grandfather lives, you know, outside a small rural town, and it's, you know, a small little place, a little bit of property, and just grandpa and his dog, basically. So he goes out there, he sees grandpa, and, you know, he gets there late at night. They have some dinner, and, you know, he gives the place to grandpa when they're done, they go to bed. He gets up in the morning, and now grandpa doesn't have a lot of plates. He's only got a couple, so he's using the same plate as the last night. And he notices there's this, like, spot on it that he's pretty sure is from his dinner the night before. And he says, grandpa, these plates are clean, right? Grandpa says, clean as cold water and get them.
As cold water?
Cold water.
Cold water, I see.
Yeah. So the kid goes, okay, whatever, and just kind of goes about his day. Lunchtime, he goes in, same thing. There's that same spot that's still there, and he's like, grandpa, you did clean these plates, right? Grandpa's like, clean as cold water can get them. His son's like, he's getting weirded out. So finally it's dinner time, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to go into town. Like, just, I'm not feeling trusting of all this. So as he's going to get to his car, the dog stops him. It's just barking, growling, all this, you know, just right in the way. Won't let him move. And so he yells out, grandpa, call off your dog. As grandpa sticks his head out of the house, cold water, get over here.
Oh, that's terrible. Boo.
Oh, come
on. Boo. That was bad. And you should feel bad.
I know. That's why it's so funny.
You're a bad person.
Thank you. You're too kind, honestly. Anyway, moving back into this AMA we're supposed to be doing.
That was so bad. How am I supposed to be friends with you?
I don't know.
Ugh.
So what is your favorite memory from high school?
Graduating?
Yep.
Not being in high school anymore?
Ah, yes. Also my favorite.
Yeah, high school sucked. High school really sucked. Ugh.
Yes. Favorite cheese?
Ooh. My favorite cheese. It's probably Pepper Jack. Mm. I really like pepper jack cheese. Also, I really like good brie cheese. Brie cheese can be really good, but you have to have the crackers with it.
Oh. Get that nice sort of composition or whatever? Or...
Wait, sorry, can you repeat that?
Does it, like, make for a good composition, or... I don't know.
Brie cheese? Oh, the crackers? So, like, brie cheese is, like... It's not sandwich cheese, right? It's, like, soft.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, you eat it for its own enjoyment, but right. You can't just eat, like, blobs of cheese.
Yeah, no, that doesn't... That's true, yeah. I guess you kind of need crackers, otherwise that kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah. But brie cheese, like, makes crackers better, and crackers make brie cheese better. It's just, like...
Nice.
The whole is greater than the sum of the parts.
Excellent. Nice symbiotic relationship we got going here.
It's true beauty.
Let's see. Favorite letter of the alphabet?
Ooh. It's gotta be C.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because C is a punk letter. It's really... It's really versatile. It makes a bunch of different noises, and it doesn't make any sense.
Ah, okay. I can see why you would like C from that angle.
Hmm. What did you think I would say?
Honestly, I didn't know.
Hmm. I like X, too. X is also a punk letter.
Yeah, that's very true.
What next?
Ooh, favorite sex position.
It's super boring, but I actually just really enjoy missionary. I like being able to scratch somebody's back.
Oh.
And, like, okay. Grab onto their hair.
Yeah, missionary would be pretty good for that.
Yeah. Doggy is fun too, but I've never come during doggy style. I've never had an orgasm during doggy-style sex.
I can see why that would make it not your favorite, then.
Yeah. And I don't really... I like being on top, but it's, like, it doesn't hit my kink the way that missionary does.
Gotcha.
I know that that's super boring, but that's
hey, I mean, whatever floats the boat, right?
Yeah. I guess.
And last question from Sub Misses is favorite scent.
Interesting. I feel like I should have, like, read through these, but I guess I didn't, because I don't remember them. I guess... I really like the smell of coffee. Coffee and, like, pine needles, I think, are my two favorites. Ooh. Like, the smell of, like the earthy, like, outdoor smell of, like, pine needles and wet dirt.
Oh, yeah.
Mud. Pine needles and mud.
I was gonna say, I would go with, like, pine needles and, like, fresh rain.
Yeah, that's a good scent. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
It's a very, like, freeing scent.
It really is, though.
Yeah. I've spent so much time outdoors among pine needles and mud. I've really and truly spent months of my life. Yep. Interesting question, though. I don't actually think about it very much.
Yeah, that is one I don't think I've ever really considered. I like it.
What is your favorite scent, Lobo?
You know, honestly, it's probably like fresh rain.
That's a good one.
Or just like that smell of either right before or right after it rains, I think is my absolute favorite thing to smell.
Yeah, it's a wonderful smell. It's like it's an alive smell.
Yeah, it smells it's alive. Just like, feels very natural. I don't know, I just kind of like feel a little bit at peace whenever I smell that.
Yeah.
Just kind of breathe it in and it's just that deep, just satisfied sigh.
Yeah, I can get that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
All right, so moving on, Better Dead Than Dread has several questions for you, starting with, what is your favorite use of a banana? Like, I mean, do you use it as an ingredient in other dishes, not the other use?
Honestly, I just like eating bananas.
For real though, bananas are like my favorite. I'm in a hurry in the morning and I just need something for breakfast.
Yeah, dude. Bananas for breakfast, like, absolutely. For a really long time when I was a field tech, I would have like this like lentil stuff. I'd have lentils and bananas for breakfast basically every day for months.
That sounds good.
Yeah, dude, it was like a power breakfast. It was really good.
Yeah, my dad and I used to do grape nuts with frozen blueberries and banana slices.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Oh, it was.
That's basically GORP, isn't it?
GORP?
GORP. Good old raisins and protein.
Ah. Yeah, it is basically.
Right,
it's true.
Trail mix.
Yeah.
Yep.
Learning phrase. Hell yeah. If you had the time, what instrument would you like to learn to play?
Piano. Pianos are so freaking cool. And at the highest level, like, piano players just, like, hear a song and then they instantly can play it.
I know.
Plus, it is a very dexterous instrument.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pianos are just so cool.
They really are.
And that way, if you end up being a time traveler, like, even if you go back in time, like, 500 years, they had pianos and you could still be, like, a talented pianist. Even better, like, if you go back 500 years... you could be like a bomb ass composer.
Oh yeah.
Right? Cuz you would know all these songs.
You could just be like, "Yes, I just made this up off the top of my head." But then I am calling it
Johann Sebastian Bach. Who's that? You won't know for another few hundred years. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's like, do you run into the issue if you do that of, like, time traveling and you only know these songs because you were the one to compose them because you went back in time and played them?
That's like a paradox, right?
Yeah.
That was brought up on Doctor Who. Before I stopped watching Doctor Who.
No. I've never watched it, so. I cannot speak.
I will not start speaking my opinions on it because I will anger somebody.
Okay, fair enough. We'll move on to the next question because this will be very interesting and I'm very curious as to your answer to what is your favorite work of art?
My favorite work of art? That's hard. I don't know. I feel like I'm not well enough educated on the subject of art to answer this question. Oh, actually, no, that's not true. I do have an answer. My answer is the Venus Pudica. The original Venus Pudica, which I have not seen. And I don't know that anybody has ever, like, nobody living has ever seen it, I think. The Venus Pudica was a very, very, very famous statue of Aphrodite. It was on the island of Lesbos, I think. Which, yes, is where lesbian comes from. It was a statue of Aphrodite. She was naked. And the idea was that somebody had just stumbled into her bathing. So she has a jug of water and, like, a towel, basically. And she's trying to cover herself, but not really, because she's Aphrodite, right?
Yeah.
So her hand, like, one of her hands is, like, kind of covering her breasts, but not really. And the other hand is, like, kind of covering her crotch with the towel, but not really. The statue was meant to be seen from all sides. So the original was built inside a temple that wasn't really a temple. It was an open-air circular columnade.
Okay.
So it was on like a it was a marble statue on a circular marble plinth with columns all around, meant to be viewed from every side because Aphrodite herself preferred it that way.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It was like a super revolutionary statue at the time. It was apparently it drove men mad with lust, and apparently there was a stain on it from when a man lost control of himself. But Aphrodite did not mind.
Again, not surprising.
Yeah. I really like the story of it. I like the idea of Aphrodite as a voyeur, right? I mean, it was like this is like the very, very beginning of viewers being involved in artwork.
Oh, okay. Right?
Because it's the idea that art doesn't stand for it. Like, the point of it was not itself. The point of it was the interaction with the viewer. The interaction with whoever was experiencing the art.
Yeah.
So right, sort of so Aphrodite isn't being caught in the bath until you as the viewer come and stumble upon her. Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen unless the viewer is there.
Yeah. Huh.
So as an art, like as a piece of art in that way, it was incredibly significant. But also it's like, I don't know, I like her. My pervert is like, you go girl.
Yeah, sorry.
Like you enjoy those men's attention. So yeah, I really like that one.
Yeah. It's a good answer. I like it.
Mm. Yeah, it was a good question. I didn't think I'd have such a good answer for it.
Let's see. What would you say is the most interesting thing about yourself? Something that most people don't know or wouldn't have known.
Oh, God. I don't know. The most interesting thing. I don't know. Lobo, what's interesting about me?
I mean,
that these people don't already know.
Oh, the things people don't know is, I mean, that you basically ran a theater production in a lot of senses once.
That's true. I have had a lot of, like, theater experience, mostly on the production side. Okay, how about this? They could probably figure this out about me, and it's not actually that interesting. It's more sad. It's a little bit sad that I essentially double majored in 3 years while I was working, quote-unquote working full-time, at the theater.
Yeah, I don't know how you did that.
Yeah, I was rocking it. College was a good time.
You were a badass. Well, you still are.
Yeah. Okay. Not so much of the flattery. I don't know. Something. So you guys know that I nerd out a bit over languages and grammar and poetry and stuff. There are some words in my head that when I, so they say that you know a language, they say that you're fluent in a language when you can think in that language. Right? Like when you start thinking in Spanish, that's when you actually speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Or like what's really interesting for me is that when I get really in the habit of speaking a language, I stop translating it in my head. Right? So like when I talk to somebody, I'll say like, this is what I want to say in English, and then I translate it into Spanish, and then I say it, and then they say something back, and I translate it back into English.
Right.
And then I think of my reply. Right? But at some point you like skip that step.
And you just, everything's in Spanish.
And everything is in Spanish, and that way you're thinking in Spanish. So I have certain words in my head that are always in different languages.
Really?
Yeah. So, what's an example of this? In my head, the conjunction but, right? I was going to do this, but I decided to do something else, is always in Japanese in my head.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It just is. And it always is. And when I'm speaking out loud, I have to translate it. in my head because I am tempted to say it in Japanese, which is utterly unhelpful. Right?
Yeah.
And there are, like, just certain, like, phrases, certain words are always in different languages in my head, and they're in, like, tons of different languages. Like, it's not just English and Spanish. It's, like, random words that I know in random languages are always... Because I know, like, a few words of lots of different languages, and sometimes they just stick in my head. So I'm constantly translating when I talk to people.
That's actually super awesome.
It's actually super annoying, but...
Well, yeah, I bet actually being the one who has to deal with that, that's probably... I would probably get really frustrated with it, but... When I think about it, I'm like, wow, that's really impressive.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, the human brain is super interesting.
It is.
Like, why you gotta do this to me, brain?
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
What else?
Ultimate controversy question. Which way do you have your toilet paper on the wall holder thing?
I have my toilet paper oriented the correct way, which is over, like any sane human being. Or anybody who has looked at the patent sheet for toilet paper where it is drawn in the over position.
Does it make me a bad person that I've never actually, like, paid attention to how I put the toilet paper on? I just kind of do and roll with it.
It makes you saintly.
That does not make me
because
saintly.
I cannot tolerate toilet paper that is the wrong way.
Actually,
can't
I'm
do
pretty
it.
Sure that,
like,
just makes me apathetic.
Like, I literally will change it. In any circumstance where I can, I will change the toilet paper. Because that shit drives me nuts.
Fair enough.
That is an important question, though. That is a very important question. Thank you for it.
All right, and then rounding off Better Dead Than Dreads questions, have you ever used a bidet? If so, what was it like, and is it really better than wiping?
I have not used a bidet, but I want to. I think it'll be, like, a really uncomfortable experience until it's a really great experience. I don't think there will be any in between.
That honestly,
like, I think it'll be, like, I think it'll be really, really terrible for a little while. And then at some point it'll just, like, break the line and it'll be fantastic, which is how I feel about avocados. Like, I really hated avocado for a long time, and then at some point I just, like, somebody gave me one that was amazing. And now I love avocado.
There you go.
Whatever that's about.
To be fair, really good avocado is good, but not good avocado is...
Yeah, really I think it was just something about the texture I didn't like.
I could see that. They are a little different, I guess, for lack of a better term. All right, and our final questioner of the day is Moondance with Me. Starts off with, define success.
Oh, well, that's an easy question. Hi, Moon. Success is... I mean, success is whatever you set out for, right? So, if you want to write a poem, and you write a poem, you've succeeded, right? Success in life, for me, is affecting people in a positive way, allowing other people to affect me in a positive way. Not starving.
It's always a good one.
You know, not dying is generally an indication of success. Or, you know, dying old and happy and in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what success is. For me, anyway.
I like it.
Am I succeeding is a whole other question.
Well, yeah, but... We didn't ask that.
Yeah, let's not get into that.
Alright, the house is burning down. Which one object do you save from the flames?
This question has always bothered me because I've never really had a good answer for it. Like, there's no object that is indispensable to me. I get attached to things, but not that much. So I'm going to go with the deeply pragmatic answer of my purse.
Yeah, that's a very good answer.
Because it has things like, you know, my insurance card. And there are also some, there are some emotional items in there. Sentimental items that I keep in my purse as well.
Yeah.
So I would have those. And also I would have my credit card, so at least I could get a hotel room for the night.
Yeah. That would be important.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What film always makes you cry?
So many films. I'm gonna go with my favorite movie here, which is Big Fish.
Ooh, that's a great movie.
It's a really good movie, and it always makes me cry. But it's like, they're happy tears. Like at the end, when the father is dying, but everyone comes to say farewell.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like wonderful, sad, happy tears. Yep.
Yeah. Well, now I need to go watch that movie again. Oh my gosh. What do you think is the most important life lesson for someone to learn?
How to listen to other people. Or that is, like, how to be a good listener and how to understand when to shut up. You know? Like, I'll make this a two-parter. So one of them is learning how to listen, right? Learning the value of listening, learning how to be a good active listener is really important.
Right.
But also learning at what point to stop, at what point you need to take care of yourself. I tend to be very self-sacrificing. I don't know if that's the right word for it. I often will forget to take care of myself in lieu of taking care of someone else.
Oh, yeah.
And that's dangerous. It's no good. My mental health has really suffered for it historically. And I know, like many people, if you don't have your health, you have nothing if not your health, is the phrase, right?
Right.
But that also applies to mental health. And a lot of people neglect their own mental health. So I think, like, learning the point at which you have to take care of your own needs is really important, but also learning how to listen to other people. Those are my two life lessons.
Yep. I like it. Those are very important for everybody.
Yeah, I think if we all knew actually how to take care of ourselves, we would all be much happier.
Very true.
Certainly I would be if I were any good at taking care of myself.
Let's see. Ooh, what was your favorite toy growing up?
So my favorite sex toy was my hairbrush. Which I have fucked myself with many, many times. My favorite toy? I don't know that I really had any. I played with my imagination and with books. So I don't think I have a real answer to that question. I think my best toy was my imagination.
That's a pretty awesome toy, in all honesty.
Yeah, I call it an overactive imagination.
I get that sometimes.
Yeah, it takes me all kinds of wacky places.
Yeah, it's sort of like that weird thing. It's like the Wikipedia effect. You know, you start reading an article, and then like 20 minutes later, you get on something that's not really remotely related at all. And it's like my brain will occasionally do that, and it'll just be like, I'll sit there, and then like 5 minutes later, I'll be like, wait, how did I get on this train of thought initially? And I can't remember what I was thinking.
No one
originally.
Knows.
Yeah. All right. What is the last vegetable you would ever want to be?
A carrot.
Why a carrot?
No explanation. Just a carrot.
Nope. Okay.
Because so many people put carrots up their asses.
Oh, well. Okay, that's actually a very fair reason when you put it that way. It's like, oh, well, from that perspective, yeah. Gotta agree with that. What is the weirdest scar you have, and how did you get it?
And how did I get it?
Yeah.
I have a tiny, tiny scar on one of my arms that is from a mosquito bite that I couldn't stop itching.
Nope.
I don't have very many, like, really interesting scars. That's a super boring answer. That's, like, really, really boring. I don't have any interesting scars.
I mean, neither do I, so.
Yeah. I did at one point have a scar on, I think it was on my left hand. That was from when I was pouring boiling water into like a teacup, and I missed and I like dumped boiling water all over my hand.
Ooh.
And I had a scar from that for quite a while. And that one was actually pretty cool looking. It was like a bit of web between two fingers, kind of.
Huh.
But it's long gone now. That was in high school.
Dang. So wait, you could impress all the people with your scary scar.
Mm. Are you impressed?
I am.
Uh-huh.
Crazy lady poured boiling water over her hand.
Yeah, I'm so fucking crazy, man. Woo! Boiling water!
See, people, Yeehaw! This is what happens to someone on tea.
This is what happens when you drink tea.
you don't want to get involved with the badasses of the tea drinking world. Mm. Then people gonna fuck you up.
Mm.
Oh boy. Oh, this question is gonna be interesting. Define art.
Ugh. Well, anthropologically speaking, art is when something is deprived of utilitarian use in order to become more aesthetically pleasing. Which is complicated and interesting, and I'm not entirely sure that I agree with it. Art is whatever you need it to be. That's such a cop-out answer. I don't know that I have an answer for this. What is art? You there?
That seems like a fair answer to me.
Art is whatever you need it to be. I don't know how to answer that. Yeah, I don't know. That's such a loaded question. Ugh, I gotta move on. What's next?
Okay. If you were a sound, what would you be and why?
If I were a sound, I would be the noise boop.
Perfect.
Because I feel like that perfectly encapsulates my personality.
Yeah.
Boop.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. Boop. Either that or, like, really hysterical laughter giggles. Like,
yeah, I could see that too.
Maybe I would be the really satisfying sound of, like, a pull tab can opening. That's, like, such a good sound, you know?
It really is. It's also, I love the, like, when you're doing it, it feels very nice, too.
Yeah, it feels really satisfying, and it sounds like...
It's just, like, overall, remarkably pleasing.
Yeah, that's a very pleasing sound.
I can think of, I think, to describe that entire experience is it's, like, minorly cathartic.
It is cathartic, isn't it? I don't know, what are other, like, random sounds? What are some good sounds here? A light switch? Yeah, that's kind of a satisfying sound.
Mine would probably be, like, mashing of my keyboard.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Oh, I just made my computer freak out. I didn't mean it. Come back!
Yeah.
Oh, phew, it's still here. Okay.
My ex used to complain about my keyboard and how loud it was, and I'm like, I'm using brown switches, they're quiet, damn it. This isn't even my keyboard with blues.
Yeah, I think this is a green switches.
Oh, okay.
I think. It's mechanical, though. It's a really nice keyboard. That was in my parents' bathroom, of all places. Why was there a Razer brand mechanical keyboard in my parents' bathroom? Nobody knows.
That is a very odd place for a keyboard in general, let alone a Razer brand mechanical one.
Yeah, and they, like, didn't care about it. So I was like, well, can I take it? And they're like, eh, sure, whatever. All right, don't mind if I do.
I was going to say, if it's a Razer brand mechanical, that's, like, over $100 keyboard right there.
Yeah, it's a really nice keyboard. Okay, I don't mind.
I like this. We've got one more question, and it's a really great one to end on, I think.
Okay, then let's end on it.
Moondance with me as her final question would like to know, what makes you smile?
What makes me smile? Friends make me smile. Orgasms make me smile. New places make me smile. Challenges make me smile. Over the top comedy makes me smile. Accents make me smile. Moondance, your accent is so great. Ugh, every time. Candles make me smile. Good books make me smile. Getting to the top of a mountain makes me smile. Good food makes me smile. Cooking for somebody makes me smile. Dancing makes me smile. So many things. I smile really easily. I try to smile, like, you know, early and often.
Seems like a good way to
music,
go through life.
Music. Sunrise makes me smile. Night sky makes me smile. Driving really fast makes me smile. So many things. What makes me smile the most? Hmm. friends. Friends are really what make me smile the most.
Don't make me blush.
Nah. That's you, man. You're my friend.
I know.
You make me smile. You make me smile like an idiot.
Well, I try.
You're such a goof.
If you'd met my parents, it would make a lot of sense.
What?
If you ever met my parents, it makes so much sense.
All right. Well, that's my AMA. Once again, I am Banana Hannah Fofana. And you are?
I've been El for Lobo. It's been wonderful. Hope you guys don't think I sound too annoying.
I actually, like, I was actually going to tell you that you should consider recording for GWA if you need a hobby.
Maybe, we'll see.
I think you would get quite popular. Not enough men do recordings. There are a lot more women recording than men.
Interesting.
And I know that the men who stick around get very, very popular. So you could get quite the horde of horny ladies following your every internet move. I'm dead serious.
So you're telling me I need to get rabid fangirls?
I'm telling you that the rabid fangirls are ready and waiting. You just need to step up.
Well, I will consider it then.
Okay. No pressure. Thank you guys for listening to my AMA. Have a wonderful day. Mwah. Bye.